Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Megan.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, from little to grown.
We're in different areas of the country and in different stages of life.
But we both know that motherhood's a lot easier when real moms share tips and encouragement.
And remind you that it's really all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I'm Sarah Powers, and I'm here with Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah. Happy holidays.
Officially. We are doing another Friday episode for you guys. So throughout the holiday season, we're popping in on Fridays with some holiday content. And today, because it is November 30th, if you're listening to this when it comes out, which means tomorrow is December 1st, we thought it would be good to just kind of talk about the month of December and maybe like set some intentions for this year. I don't want to call them like resolutions, but...
Setting intentions is very in vogue.
Yes. So we can, we've been moms during the holidays for many years now, and we know there can be a lot of expectations and sometimes pressure we put on ourselves. And we've talked about that a ton in different ways on the show, but I thought it'd be fun to actually go through our own kind of hopes for this December, and maybe that'll just spark some good conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we get going, let's talk about our first sponsor, Canvas People.
Yeah. And I'm excited because just like the last episode, which just came out a few days ago, when you asked me how my holiday shopping was going, it was not going so swimmingly, but I have made some progress. I've got most of my list for the kids done. What I don't have yet is like the other people on my list, like the aunts and the uncles and the grandparents and those kinds of people.
Well, look no farther, Megan, because Canvas People, seriously, guys, this is such a good deal. So if you're not familiar, Canvas People prints your favorite photos on Canvas and turns them into really unique works of art, and they add a beautiful touch to your home, and they really work with any decor style. I'm actually going to use my Canvas People print to upload a scan of one of the kids' artwork and gift that as a piece of art, which looks like art that somebody can hang on their wall. It's perfect.
That's awesome. I love that idea. And that has my mind going in a lot of different ways, because the thing that I love most about Canvas People is these prints really are pieces of art, and they're great to add to your decor. So it's great to give to a grandparent if you want to do a photo, maybe a family photo or a photo of one of your children. But it could also, like, it's so smart to do a piece of kids' artwork.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun this year. But for those of you who just had your holiday photos taken with your family, it's you've already got the photo. Just put it on a Canvas People, and we're going to make it easy for you because this is a really limited time offer. But CanvasPeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvas for free. That's right, free. They sell normally for $69.99, but right now you will pay nothing. You just cover shipping and handling. So the way you're going to get it is you're going to text Mom Hour to 484848. And again, you will pay shipping and handling. The rest is totally free, but this offer won't last. So it's Mom Hour to 484848, and message and data rates may apply. Okay, Megan.
All right. Should we jump in? Now, are we going to like go back and forth about our different intentions?
I think we should go back and forth and just kind of see what happens. I'm like keeping this really wide open. An intention is like whatever, kind of a goal. It's probably based on maybe past Decembers that have not gone so well. I feel like both of ours are kind of like that. So maybe something you want to do differently this year. So why don't you go first?
So my first one is easy. It's low-hanging fruit. And that is to get a jump on decorating and festivities so that I don't feel crunched in mid-December, which I always do. And I'm always talking about how I like to hold off till after Thanksgiving to start music and decorating and stuff. But lots of years, that means you know, as soon as Thanksgiving is over, you're in December. It's
right.
Like, so this year is perfect because Thanksgiving came early. So this whole last week has been kind of a bonus week, time to get ready. And I haven't really started doing a whole lot of stuff yet, but I have a plan.
What's your plan?
So that's definitely, well, my plan is to start sooner. My plan is to start, like, for example, we're recording this early in the week. I'm hoping to have my advent calendar before December 3rd this year. That would be nice. And just like getting in the mood and like getting things going, having this last week of November be after Thanksgiving is really a helpful way for me to shift my mindset. And I just want to be, I don't know, I feel like I tend to be very laissez-faire about stuff and be like, it's okay if you don't get around to doing this or that. And that's true. But this year I want to be a little more on it.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I love doing this is because this is one way where we could not be more opposite. And so when you hear some of my intentions, they like will be such a funny compliment to this.
Am I trying to become you and you're trying to become me? Is that what's going on?
We're just trying to like Megan and Sarah, like meet in the middle. for holiday hybrid. but I'd loved the bonus week as well, because I don't like that feeling when it feels like the holidays are like barreling at you. So yes. I'm curious, since we are recording this beginning of the week, what would like a first step for you be? Would it be to get out the decorations, or is it more of a mental, like just getting in the spirit?
Well, I think I need to look at my calendar and decide things like when I'm going to go get the tree, stuff like that, because that's stuff I tend to leave to chance. But now, you know, now that I only have the kids half the time.
Right.
And because my kids are getting older, their schedules are just a little more complicated. It makes it, it's very easy now for time to go by and for me to realize there hasn't been an opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's, I always forget that that's a process that takes several days. So like you get the tree, but then you have to let it dry out and open up. And like, so you can't, generally speaking, get it all up and decorate and everything on the first day, at least not here if it's been snowing. So it's just like, there's always, I have to, I'm in this new house. It's teeny. I have to move things in my living room to accommodate a tree. I don't know where those things are going to go. So like just sitting down and maybe writing a list and planning out what that's going to look like step by step by step will help.
Yeah. Getting like the big rocks in the calendar, like you said, like the things you have to do on a certain day, or you can only do when everybody's all together. I like that. Okay. So my first one, I wrote down that this December, I want to be okay with, I wrote transition time, but what I really mean is like things being half done, like in the middle. I have the way my mind works is like, I can get very checklisty about things. And like, let's say holiday decorating, for example, I tend to like, okay, let's get it all down. Let's put it all up. And I can't relax in my own house or enjoy it until it's like, quote unquote, done in my mind. But the problem with the holidays is like, it's a season. It's not a checklist. It's the everything from the shopping to the wrapping to the decorating happens over a course of several days and weeks. And I think I just need to be better, or I would like to be better about enjoying the season, even when we're half in it and half out. Does that make sense? Like, I have this thing in my mind where I'm like, well, I will sit down and enjoy the decorations when they're all done and put away. Well, that it could be a week. Like we got a couple bins out with the books yesterday. The kids wanted to get out the picture books and a few other things, but the rest are still in the attic. And, you know, I was kind of wishing for like a holiday mug for my coffee this morning, but that's not down yet. And like, I'm trying to reframe how I think about that and enjoy it anyway, even when it's in like the messy middle. So I don't know.
I love that. And I was actually just thinking like one of the bummers for me about putting off getting a tree, which I sometimes still do anyway, because I really like the tree to last through the first week of January because we do my family holiday typically with my sister and brothers around New Year's. So I really like the season to last all the way through the 2 weeks of Christmas break. However, if you put your tree up on December 1st, it's going to probably set your house on fire by that time of the year. So I get bummed out because I can't sit in the dark and look at twinkle lights because my tree's not up yet. And right now that's the only way I get lights.
Yeah.
But I don't, that doesn't have to, I could do something right now.
Yeah.
Like I could go put lights up someplace in my house.
Yeah.
Without a tree.
No, yeah. I think it's a good exercise. All right. You want to do another one?
Okay. So this is more about attitude. I think both putting some energy behind the holiday and maybe a little bit of a, and then my next three are actually all kind of go together in a way, but that's okay. We can break them up for the purposes of jumping back and forth. But like the last two Christmases have been pretty rough. So going back 2 years, that was when I was in my first season separated. We're still living in the same house, but we had told the kids at the end of November that we were divorcing. So there was this sort of effort to kind of pull out all the stops because we knew it was going to probably be the last time we were all under one roof at Christmas. But at the same time, like we're both dealing with our adult feelings and crap at that time and like big transitions and stuff. So that year, not the best. Then last year, things seemed to be looking up. And then my sister had an aneurysm in her head rupture three weeks before Christmas and spent the entire holiday in the hospital. My divorce was finalized December 15th. It was supposed to be finalized like in October and it got pushed back, which really wasn't a big deal because by that point, everything was done. It was just waiting, but it was still this like psychic energy thing hanging over my head and just wanting it to be done. So admittedly, like I kind of phoned it in.
Yeah,
I did like the basics. Like I still got a tree up every year and we still did gifts and I still enjoyed it. It's not like I didn't enjoy it, but like there was something kind of lacking in the way I would generally really dive into a holiday. Like I really didn't bake. I didn't make anything. I didn't innovate anything. Like I just, did what I had to do. Mm-hmm. And this year I would really like, things are looking up and like I'm in this fresh new home and all that. And I would really like to just kind of dive in with the enthusiasm that I used to.
Mm-hmm. I like that. All right. Well, I'll do one more and then we can take a break. So this next one has to do with kind of how things get easier as your kids get older. And I talked about this a few times recently, but I'm just in this space where my kids are so much easier. They're so much more self-sufficient. And so what it means is I have to retrain myself of how I operate within the family. So what I wrote down is that I want to be in my family instead of buzzing around them. And by family, in this case, I mean like the nuclear five of us, Brian and I and the three kids, because for so long, it just required a lot of management to make sure everybody had the right food or was not going to have a meltdown. And so you get really good at that. We've talked about that, how you get really good at anticipating all the potential issues and sort of navigating that. But then what happens is you sort of forget how to like literally just hang out and chill with your family. So
yeah.
I think the holidays are a nice kind of invitation to be like, oh, okay, I really could sit and read a book right now, or I could make myself hot chocolate and sit with the kids and be a participant in it and not just, and it's not that like I have been so self-depriving the last several years. I have found ways to treat myself, but it's usually separate from the kids. If you think about it, it's like you escape for a girl's night or you escape for a date night or you wait till they're all in bed. And now that they're older and we can genuinely do things as a family, I find myself on autopilot kind of buzzing around and just making sure things are done. And I don't have to do that anymore, but it takes retraining. And so I think it's just a general intention for this month is to do the things my family is doing and do them with them and really be a participant.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's something that all of this stuff is about, like looking at every holiday through a fresh set of eyes, because even though you have your traditions that you want to continue with and you want to stick to and that are important to you and ways of doing things, like the fact is your family's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Around you. So we talk a lot about retraining ourselves as moms. I feel like just getting used to what is now instead of what always was and our reactions and how we react. And like the holidays actually like great training ground because so much is happening all at once.
Right. And you both have the opportunity to make something new because it is a new season and then also reflect on the way things have always been. And so there's always that kind of tension. We have a lot of really good episodes about that. If you're a newer listener and haven't dug in on things like traditions and how they evolve over time, I will link those episodes up in the show notes and you can just binge out. I was even thinking, Megan, last year, before your sister had her health issue, we did an episode about how transitions were evolving for you. And so every year we've revisited this in some way, but the reason is it's important because you can't have the same Christmas as a mom, you know, 18 times in a row and call it a day. It doesn't happen that way. So
no, it doesn't happen that way. And last year I wound up visiting my sister in the hospital on Christmas Day. Now that was not in part of my plan.
Right.
And New Year's ended up being completely different than it usually is with my family, which for us is our family Christmas. So like things were different and that was kind of, it was terrible. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I'm so glad my sister's fine now and all that, but it was still like an awful time for everybody. Yeah. But like, it was kind of in a way, instructive in that it like allowed us to just like strip away to what is important. Like what has to happen? What are the building blocks of a successful, I'm putting that in quotes, mm-hmm. air quotes too, holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that sometimes we get really hung up on stuff that's not all that important. And it was a good example or a good exercise mm-hmm. for me in cutting some of those things out, even just temporarily to figure out what really did matter.
Yeah. So. And this year you get to, like you said, kind of up your game a little bit
after two years.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break. Do you want to set up our first sponsor here?
Yes, because I think you should get this for someone for Christmas.
Yep.
We love FabFitFun. It is a seasonal subscription box that brings full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products to your door. It retails for $50, $49.99, but the items inside the box always have a value over $200. And Sarah, I know we agree. Typically, it's well over $200.
Yeah, usually there's one item that you would pay that $50 for, just one thing in the box.
Yeah. The winter box This is available now. It includes Richard Porter over-the-knee socks. You know how I feel about over-the-knee socks. Mm-hmm. I love them. The H. Halston jewelry portfolio, which is a great way to keep your necklaces and bracelets and things from tangling up when you travel. And this really great Mark and Graham color block throw, which I can't decide which sofa I want it to go on.
So you just kind of want to wear it?
Yes. But it looks great on my orange sofa, but it also looks great on my gray sofa. And I'm really having a hard time deciding where it should go. You're not going to want to mix this box. And getting your FabFitFun box in the mail does kind of feel like Christmas four times a year. So it's a great idea for a gift. And we're going to give you $10 off your first box. Just go to FabFitFun.com and use the code THEMOMHOUR to get $10 off. Again, that's FabFitFun.com. Use the coupon code THEMOMHOUR and you'll get $10 off your first box. So it's only $39.99.
I love it. Well, I'm excited to bring back one of our partners, and that is Shoot Along. So if you guys have a DSLR camera on your holiday list, or maybe you have one that you haven't been using lately, Shoot Along offers online photography lessons for moms who want to learn to use their DSLR camera, use it more, use it better, or just improve your photography skills and take beautiful photos of your kids. You do the classes on your own time. They come to your email, and there's also a supportive Facebook community and access to all kinds of tutorials and videos and just the motivation to keep taking pictures and keep improving your photography. So they have two courses, a 10-week course and a year-long course, and registration is open now for the classes that start in January. We've had so many listeners do Shoot Along and tell us how much they loved the program, love the people who run it. It's just a great option for anybody who wants to improve your photography. So you can get a free sample lesson and you can save 10% on your registration if you go to shootalong.com/themomhour and use the promo code themomhour when you sign up. That's what'll unlock that 10% discount. So again, it's shootalong.com/themomhour and the promo code is themomhour.
All right.
Your turn.
Back in. Okay. So, So I was talking about how the last two Christmases have been a little rough for me personally. But that means that this year I can focus on creating some new traditions that are just for like my nuclear family now, which it's really weird. And we're actually planning to do an episode about holidays in a divorced or blended family. I think that'll probably be our next bonus.
Yeah. Probably a week from today. Yeah.
Week from today. And I think it's important because there's so much weirdness about this. Like, for example, John and I decided when we split that there were certain holidays we wanted to do still together or in some way together. And we didn't really closely define what that would mean. But at the time, Clara was seven. She was little, like really little. And like everybody else was just a little bit less big than they are now. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, less big. And it felt things like all of us being under the same roof, Christmas Eve and Christmas morning felt really important. Like just a lot of things felt really important.
Yeah.
And so I have this family that includes my kids, me and my ex-husband. But then I also have this family that includes just me and my kids. Mm-hmm. And what I haven't really done is create new stuff just for that smaller family. So like, I don't think we'll stop doing something. I think this year we'll probably kind of keep it similar to what we did last year, which was Christmas Eve and Christmas morning all together. And then he had them on Christmas Day while I went to visit my sister. And we'll probably do something similar to that this year. But I can start adding stuff. That's what I haven't done. Like I haven't really looked at, you know, were there things that we all did together that I don't need to do anymore? Because frankly, that was his thing and he's probably still doing it with them. And now I don't need to. Are there things that I always liked more than he did? And I don't have to, like, I think I stopped doing some of those things because there wasn't the seventh person. There wasn't the other parent there to do them with, but like some of that stuff was my stuff. Like I don't need, you know, to have a co-parent to do those things with me, and I can do new things. So I just think like this is, I can buy new decorations. Like the tree doesn't have to look the way it's always looked. Like I'm in a new space now that I can do things differently. And I feel like this year I really want to kind of tackle the fresh start feeling and create some new traditions and just focus more on this little smaller version of the nuclear family.
Yeah, I love that. And your kids will remember that too. You know, they're going to have like their whole memories of Christmas growing up is a whole conglomeration of, you know, the years before when you guys were together and they were little. And then they're still making memories. So it's kind of, I think it's kind of a cool opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My next one is a simple one. And I thought of this last night because the girls got out construction paper and were making paper chains. This is sort of a spinoff of my last one, if I'm being honest, but specifically my intention is to make things with my hands. And
I love that.
Yeah. They were making paper chains and I just realized like I'm sitting here with them. I can make a construction paper, little chain garland, chain link garland. And I think in the same vein of always having to be the one buzzing around and providing the construction paper, I just have a little more space now to do those things. And I was also thinking about things like decorating Christmas cookies, which I really love. You know, it's easy to make that about the kids and kind of set them up. But I actually really like, I really like frosting cookies and decorating them and making the ones that I think look good and being a little bit controlling or OCD about how they look. So I think I want to reclaim a little bit of that for myself, but also I just think it's really satisfying to do stuff with your hands. So that whether that's baking, crafting, you know, the last couple of years I've handwritten the addresses on our Christmas card envelopes instead of doing the computer, just like literally using my hands as part of the holiday spirit and not having everything be
right.
Yeah. Service oriented.
I love that. And like, I love that the admission that you want to do the, some stuff for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be both too, right? It can be, sometimes it can be for you and sometimes it can be for the kids. And
yeah.
I want to do more stuff with my hands too. And that's one thing I will say that like, I have not done any of for the last couple of years. I don't think I even made cookies last year. So like, yes, that's definitely, I'm in the same, on the same boat.
Yeah.
Join me. In the same boat. I'm joining you in the boat. Okay. So that leads me to my last one. And these all kind of go together. And this is like separate from divorce, but the fact that the divorce happened is allowing me to think about this. And mm-hmm. it's kind of similar to some of what you were saying before is like, my family is maturing.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids are getting older. I'm getting older. The things we like to do are getting different. Some of my kids are adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I could stand to rethink some of the things we've always done to reflect like reality. You know, to be honest, like only one of my kids is still all in on the holiday magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say probably they are humoring
yeah.
me to mm-hmm. some degree. And so like when there's only one member of a family for whom that's a big focus, mm-hmm. like, does it even make sense
mm-hmm.
to make that thing the focus of the festivities?
Yes.
How much does it matter that we're all in under like this, not the same roof, but like in this particular house mm-hmm. or in one of the family, the parents' homes on Christmas Eve, if the focus is not about that magical
right.
event anymore?
Like, yes.
Do I need to do that? And honestly, this is something that's just starting to kind of be processed in my head. I don't think I'll probably make any huge different like changes this year, but I'm going to pay attention this year mm-hmm. and see what are, how are, do the big people want to celebrate this? Mm-hmm. What's special to a 15-year-old that, mm-hmm. you know, isn't five anymore. And like, I feel like I've been stamping out the same holiday every year
mm-hmm.
for years. And there's comfort in that. Mm-hmm. And I think I've clung to it a little bit going through the divorce and everything else. And I get very emotional when I think about like my kids not being in my house on Christmas Eve. Like
yeah.
I have a really hard time with that thought or reality, mm-hmm. but like that at some point or another, whether it's because they're at their dad's or because they're adults,
yeah,
that is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, I don't want to get to the point where I do it the same way for could be up until Claire is 18. So what
right.
is that? A total of like 30 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly have it change and be like, oh, now what?
Right.
Like I want the holiday to start to kind of, I guess, grow
mm-hmm.
with us and adapt. So I don't know what that is going to look like.
I like
it's an intention more than a plan.
Yeah. It's a state of mind. I really like it.
Right.
I really like yeah. it. I was thinking about, since I'm the oldest in my family, I was trying to think back when you were talking of what I remember about the Christmases when I was say 18 to 25, like the years in between high school
yeah.
and like being married. And I mean, I think I appreciated that a lot of things were the same. But you're right. It's almost better to have a gradual evolution. I know the first year that Brian came to my family's for Christmas, it was the first time anyone had rocked the boat in any way on his side in like 25 years. Like, yeah. do you know what I mean? Like it, and then eventually all the cousins started getting married. And I think we've talked about this before, but it was like kind of a shock for that side of the family that
yeah.
he wouldn't be home, but it's got to happen at some point. So I think
it's at some point it happens and you come up with something new and like not everything has to involve every person in the house either. And I think that's something like sometimes you can throw the baby out with the bathwater. So like a few years ago, we used to always make a point of taking the entire family to church on Christmas Eve. And I think the last time we did that was maybe 4 years ago.
Okay.
Because what had happened was that some of them had outaged the program. Like there was always a uh-huh. little program that the little kids would do.
Yeah.
But almost all of my kids had outaged that.
Mm-hmm.
Several just didn't want to go or had other things they wanted to do. And it started to just feel like what I really wanted was just to be home, not running around, not driving in the snow, mm-hmm. 20 minutes each way and all that. But I missed that
mm-hmm.
for me. And mm-hmm. maybe Clara would like it, or yeah. maybe Clara and William would like it, or whoever, but doesn't mean every single person has to go with me. And that's something too. I think because it was stressful and because not everyone wanted to do it, I was like, no, then no one's doing it.
Yeah.
And that's a very mom of littler kid thing
yeah.
because everything has to happen as a unit
yeah.
for so long, but that's not my reality anymore. Like right. I have kids who are driving. I have kids who have other things they might want to do. Like I don't have to bundle, just like I don't have to take them all to the grocery store anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to take them all to every single thing that I go to.
Yeah.
Well, so that makes me able a little bit and figure out like, what about when it's just me and Clara?
Yeah.
At some point that's going to be the case. Like other kids are going to be having their own lives and she might be the only kid home.
Yeah. And it's almost like there's little micro traditions and micro rituals within
yeah.
the larger family unit.
Right.
I think it was back before our Thanksgiving episode. Oh, when we talked about travel and we talked about holiday travel a couple weeks ago. I think we said something like, if moms could just learn to place a little more priority on their own, like what they want to do and what yeah. would make them happy, like so many of these holiday stresses would fall away. And I was thinking about that while you were talking about it's such a good proactive self-care strategy to like not do everything you want all the time, not turn it into like some big right. selfish fest, but to always be thinking like, maybe I want to go to Christmas Eve service, or maybe I right. want to drive around and look at lights and not everybody has to come. Maybe I could go by myself or get a sitter and drive around with right. my husband if the kids don't want to go this year. So I think that kind of prioritizing your own happiness throughout mm-hmm. the season sort of is like a little bit of an insurance policy against these expectations that build up because of expectations and traditions and all these other things. You're just keeping, yeah. giving yourself a seat at the table or a vote, I guess.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So my last one, this is going to be kind of corny, but we were listening Yay. To Christmas music yesterday and it was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which I've heard 1,000,000,000 gazillion times. But the second line is of course, Let Your Heart Be Light, right? Isn't that the mm-hmm. lyric? I would be yeah. really mortified if like,
well, I hope I so because that's what I've been singing for yeah. the last, you know,
so let your heart be light. And that just spoke to me for some reason because I can be I have all the best intentions and I'm really good at, you know, executing my plans, but I sometimes forget to just like lighten up. And I do, I can tend to take things really seriously, even quote unquote fun. I mean, even the, you know, here's the fun things we're doing this holiday season. Here's how I want to make it special, blah, blah, blah. And in the name of achieving those things, I can kind of hold on too tight is a tendency for me. Mm-hmm. So I just like that. I think it's what I'm going to put on my letter board that's in the kitchen, which right now has something Thanksgiving-y. And I think I'm just going to write, Let Your Heart Be Light, and whatever that means to me. But just basically like lighten up, Sarah. That's what it means.
It's a reminder for you, but it's also something nice to have on the wall for other members of your family
yeah.
to see who might be similarly tended.
Yes, exactly.
Tendency.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe just to know that that's like, that's the mantra
yeah.
this holiday. I think that like we have such an opportunity as moms to set the tone
mm-hmm.
For our household. So
yeah,
I like that.
All right. That was the last one, right?
I think so.
Well, I would love for...
I have a lot of work to do, it yeah, sounds I like. I got some stuff to buy. I got some lights to hang
you
up.
You need to like print out your calendar.
To do.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I would love to hear from listeners what your December intentions are. If you're might be your very first Christmas as a mom. We have a lot of brand new mom listeners, or maybe you're seasoned like us and just want to do things a little bit differently. I think looking back at stressful parts of the holidays, this is a great time of year to think what worked last year and what didn't, and what do we want more of or less of this year.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, everything that we talked about, I will link up some other holiday episodes. We've talked about traditions and stuff, and that'll be at themomhour.com. Just look for this was our kind of holiday special number 2 this year. And Megan, we'll chat again on Tuesday.
Sounds good.